Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And good morning. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. We were chuckling throughout the song, so I'm a little bit, I'm chuckling yet. It was funny. We want to go straight to the Lord in prayer. There's so much to be praying for, and we need to remember our country as well. And our leadership. They haven't gone, they have gone astray, but I fear that they're doing exactly, just like Russia said, it's going just as planned. Let's pray to the Almighty God, for He is the true power in the world. Most gracious Heavenly Father, for such a time as this, we bow before You as a body of believers. Father, we praise You for the God that You are. You are such an awesome God. If we would just let You truly have the power in our lives, if we would just truly have the faith of a mustard seed, if we would just truly lean on You for the problems that are small and the problems that are large. Father, You are on Your throne and You don't miss a lick. You see all that is happening. And Father, it's not good, as You know better than I. We can't see around the corners and we can't see into people's hearts and minds, but Father, we can see the actions of what they are doing against humanity. Father, we pray that we can be Your messengers, that we can be what we should be right here in our own nation, and that we can be conveyors of Your righteousness. May we hunger and thirst for that. May we have such a hunger for Your word that we get into it and we don't let it go. And You can open our eyes that we can see and hear and understand what we read. And apply it to our lives as we walk on this earth. Father, we are Your children. We need Your guidance. We need Your protection. And Father, I pray that Your hedge of protection is around many of those in Ukraine right now. Especially their leaders, Zelensky. I don't know the truth of this man's heart, but Father, protect him. They're after him. And may in Your protection of him, he be drawn to You. And the world be drawn closer to You. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, I ask for Your blessings upon the show. May we have some humor. May we have some seriousness. And may we encourage and give hope to others. Draw them to You and draw them to action. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is Women's History. This month is Women's History Month. I didn't know that. I guess they announced it on TV. My husband was watching that as I walked through the kitchen getting ready to leave. And I said, oh, it is. I didn't know that. Well, it brought to my mind something that I had read years ago. That Queen Elizabeth, and it would be Queen Elizabeth the First, I do believe. Let me read this to you. With the looming threat of the German invasion, the British government urged the Queen at that time to leave for Canada with her daughters. And she refused, stating, "The children won't go without me, and I won't leave without the king, and the king will never leave." But like thousands of other children who were evacuated from British cities, Elizabeth, who is now the Queen, and Margaret did leave London and spent much of the time at the Windsor Castle. So the Queen, Elizabeth now, her mother, refused to leave during wartime. That was in World War II. But Queen Elizabeth II, which is now Queen, has devoted her life to the service of her country. Nearly a decade before she became queen, she entered another kind of service when she became the first female member of the British royal family to become an active duty member of the British Armed Forces, making her the last, right now, surviving head of state to have served during World War II. She had to argue with her parents to get this done. They weren't going to let her do it, but eventually they did. She was 19 years old, and she served as a mechanic. And the AP dubbed her Princess Auto Mechanic. And they say today the Queen remains a fan of cars. And when I was reading that, I go, this is a woman after Rudy's own heart, because he just loves cars. But it's a fascinating story as we have gone in and we've seen what happened in Afghanistan. And that leader swiftly left when he knew he was going to have to fight or he's going to have to die. And then we saw some other things that happened. And then we see the Ukrainian president, whether you like him or don't like him, adamantly staying with his countrymen to fight for Ukraine. I find that very interesting. Very interesting indeed. And how many of these women in Congress, there's a couple of them, I think, Mike, because some of them had already served this in the military here. But how many of them do you think would do as Queen Elizabeth did? She's a wise old cookie. I don't think she passed it down too good, though. Just saying. And speaking of that, today is also National Sons Day. Now, I have no daughters. I raised 5 sons. And despite their mother's inabilities and her short temper from time to time, they turned out to be wonderful men. Not perfect men, but wonderful men. They chose their wives wisely. And I see them as fathers with their children, and they've done a wonderful job, and I'm very, very proud of them. And one of them is already all puffed up because he's a grandfather. So, happy National Sons Day. Go hug your son or fix him their favorite meal or something if you're able to. But children are a blessing from God, and it has long been kind of it's not really a joke, but it kind of is. My husband had read the scripture about blessed is the man whose quiver is full, and he felt like his quiver was pretty full. And when we had our 40th anniversary, we gave him a quiver, and each one of the boys gave him an arrow to put in the quiver. I thought that was pretty cool. This year, we will celebrate 50. I don't know if he'll get another quiver or not, but I don't know if we'll get anything. So let's move on with the show. Once in a while, not intentionally, and I've really taken up most of the time here, the truth slips out. Like when Governor Cuomo said, we're not going to make America great again. It was never that great in the first place, says the spoiled, rich, corrupt, fanny boob grabbing politician, believing himself to be elite and above all the rest of us in every way. And then Buttigieg. Oh, Buttigieg. I'm going to hold this because I got a feeling when we return, Daniel will be on the line, and we'll get to kick the Buttigieg can down the road. I wish we really could. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I think we've got a fantastic show lined up for you, and we'll be right back.
Thank you. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Have you ever checked to see how many minerals are in the nutritional products that you take? Not many if they come from fruits and vegetables that do not average more than 12 minerals due to mineral depletion in topsoil. Minerals are the key to good health and longevity, and you need lots of them. A product called Immuno 150 is only $49.95 for a month's supply, and it has 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. There is nothing like it on the market. Now, more than ever, you need to supercharge your immune system, and to do that, you need at least 60 minerals every day. Immuno 150 has more than 70 minerals. Visit Immuno150.com, that is IMMUNO150.com, or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Looks like Daniel's not going to make it in with us, so we're going to continue with my monologue because I was pretty sure he was going to want to talk about old Buttigieg. Buttigieg, who is not all that bright. Should we call him Mother Buttigieg or Daddy Buttigieg? Oh, well. That doesn't matter. Except his sexual preference is how he got the job. That's how he got chosen. It's diverse, you know. By the way, Biden's cabinet is very diverse, might be diverse in color and sexual and gender choices, but they all stand together as the most ignorant. But to get back to his explanation of not using American oil, this is what Buttigieg said. And this is why I titled today, once in a while, not intentionally, The Truth Slips Out. We don't want permanent solutions to short-term problems. Now think about that just for a moment. Wrap your head around that statement. We don't want permanent solutions. Let's stop right there. And then go on to short-term problems. Short-term problem, I guess, is pretty long-term if you're the one over in Ukraine being killed. I mean, that's pretty final. This administration wants to continue to punish Americans. And they aren't really trying to help the Ukrainians. Have you noticed that? America is not a leader in this world. Heck, we aren't even good followers. We are so far behind the curve. Now, I have another article here, and I'm just going to read the title to you. Russia serving a key role. Well, no, that's the wrong one. That's coming up later. But it is part of this lie. Special counsel. No, that's a different one, too. Anyway, it's some. Oh, here it is. Blackwater founder says to Newsmax that the Biden White House denied fighter jets lend lease to Ukraine. See, they've done little to help Ukraine, in all truthfulness. Now think about these facts. All they're doing is trying to line their pockets. Like I said, they're way behind on the curve. They're destroying America, unless this is their curve, to destroy America, keeping power forever, and lining their own pockets. Now, think about these facts. Russia took Georgia under G.W. Bush. Now a reveal globalist, the hater of Trump people. Bush attacked Iraq. While evil, Iraq was evil, had nothing to do with 9/11, and if you recall, there were no weapons of mass destruction. Oh, but there was shock and awe when the Americans went in there. Obama, friend to Iran, gave them a nice pallet of cash. Your money, America. That was your money. And he brokered a deal, which our Congress willingly didn't see or disapprove of. They just let him do what he wanted. His vice president was Biden. His secretary of state at that time was John Kerry. And Russia took Crimea. And the deal with Iran did not stop nuclear progress. Biden immediately removed our energy independence. He surrendered in Afghanistan, left billions of dollars of equipment, military equipment behind. Helped him out there, didn't he? He left Americans behind. He doesn't mention it. 13 were killed because of him. He opened up our borders to millions of illegals coming from 120 countries, including Russia. Now, Russia is taking Ukraine, and it ain't pretty. Maybe, just maybe, we should send, now's the time, to send Hillary to Russia with a bright red reset button. What do you think? Should we do that? So we have Blackwater, which is an organization, a nonprofit organization that is rescuing people. That's what they do. Eric Prince, the founder of private military contractor Blackwater, told Newsmax on Thursday that he anonymously gave Biden the administration an option in December. This is a long time ago, right? To offer lend lease to Ukraine of up to 200 combat aircraft, and the Air Force planned to retire. And he was ignored by the White House. They did not take his deal, and so Ukraine is going to fall. Maybe. We'll see. Russia. We're still buying Russian oil. We're still letting Russia take Ukraine. Oh, we're putting on a pretense. We're putting on a show. But we're still allowing it to happen. And Russia is now serving a key role in an upcoming second Iran nuclear deal as war rages in Ukraine. So, who does Biden, why does he even have a cabinet? We're sending Russia to make deals now with Iran so they can have nuclear weapons, which is what they've wanted all along. They did that in Obama's administration, and now Biden is following it, but he ain't man enough to come. Bring a deal to the table, so Russia's going to do it for him. says here that on Thursday, a senior Russian diplomat announced that Russia was nearing completion of its efforts to successfully broker a new nuclear deal between Iran and the United States, even as the Russian military continues to invade Ukraine. Now, last night, they had a little explosion right at the nuclear plant there in Ukraine. And it was said that Putin wants to have another Chernobyl. It scares everybody to death. I had somebody texting me from my family. This is scary. What's going on? I go, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. The greenie weenies, you know, they don't care because they don't want you to have nuclear power. They just want you to fan with a green leaf. You know, that's all they want. They want to take your money. China will benefit from it. Russia, we're buying their oil. And now they're brokering a deal. They're trying to talk to Iran into selling them more oil. Biden administration. But they don't want a permanent solution to a short-term problem. They don't want to make your life easier. They don't want to provide more jobs for you. They want to provide more jobs for China. They don't want to make America great again. Because in their eyes, it was never that great to begin with. As they have gotten richer and richer and richer doing their corrupt trading and dealing. It's sad. It really is sad. Now, something I was kind of proud of. We're going to have a guest coming in here in just a little bit, I hope. And we're going to talk more about Russia. But this was Governor DeSantis. He went in there. He appeared to get visibly annoyed, and he was, and I think he had every right to, at the sight of students wearing face masks before a press conference at the University of South Florida, Tampa. And this happened Wednesday. You don't have to, they had him lined up behind him as he was getting ready to speak at the podium. You do not have to wear those masks, he said. It's not doing anything. We've got to stop with the COVID theater. So if you want to wear it, fine. But this is ridiculous, he said. Oh, he was just raked over the coals by the media. Scarborough, Joe Scarborough and Morning Joe and his wife, Mika. His wife, Mika, said, oh, he was so mean to those students. He was mean. He's such a bully. Yeah, telling them you're free to move about the country without a mask, at least Florida. That's really, really mean. This is just ridiculous, folks. It's absolutely ridiculous. When we come back, we're going to have Darren Gobb on. He's Lieutenant Colonel of the U.S. Army, has been, and he's the director of restore-liberty.org. We've had him on before, and we're going to do it again, and we're going to talk about Russia, and I think he might be able to open our eyes to some things. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I believe America can be great again. I think we're going to have to get rid of a few American haters before we get her done. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow, and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty.
Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code Bethann. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-218-6440. 800-218-6440. 800-218-6440. That's 800-218-6440.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to make this really quick. We have with us Lieutenant Colonel retired from the U.S. Army, Darren Gobb. And we're going to talk about this Iraq situation. And I'm just going to bring you on. Darren, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Beth.
Are you there, Darren?
Thanks for bringing me on board this morning.
Nope. Did we lose him? Okay.
No, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Were you whispering? How
no,
are you
I
doing,
wasn't.
Sir?
It was weird, though. I talked into the phone, and then I heard myself back. I'm like, that's probably not the way it's supposed to work.
You're talking to yourself? Is that what you're telling us? I think we've all been doing a lot of that lately. You know, I had somebody texting me last night, sincerely, and said, this is getting scary. Of course, this is when there was the threat, I don't know, I haven't heard anything this morning when they were fighting and something blew up there around the nuclear plant in Ukraine. And, you know, people here are really getting worried, except the administration, they're not concerned at all. So I'm going to let you kind of take the lead here because we do want to talk about Russia and Ukraine. And I think you've got some better insight, a little more knowledge than I do. I'm definitely not a military person. Although I raised an army of children. I didn't.
It's a harder job.
It was pretty tough. Bruce five sons, so it was pretty tough. One of them served in the army. So let's talk about what's going on, if you can.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. No, it's almost a little bit of theater right now. It certainly seems like. If you watch enough news, it's almost, you feel like you're watching a video game at times, and you're kind of hoping that doesn't impact people's thought process of what they think about this conflict, because it's war is never a video game. It's a
they don't get back up and start shooting again, do they?
Exactly. It's I guess you could say after years of being involved in conflict zones myself, it's And then kind of watching this through the lens of a TV camera, it's a completely different experience. But you get a better sense of what people are going through. And I think it's critical that we separate out the politicians and the government and their actions from what the people themselves on the ground are dealing with. You know, Ukrainians obviously don't want to be going through this. There are many Russians who don't want their country at war against the Ukraine. They don't want this conflict either. There are many people in America who rightfully don't want to get too heavily involved because it's war is nasty business. But the government side of it, we're certainly not one who can stand aside and say, oh, look, they're suffering with governmental corruption. We're like, yeah, well, pot call, welcome to the kettle moment. This is a... I've often laughed overseas when we talk about trying to root out corruption in foreign nations while we're growing it at home like a bumper crop. So when you're dealing with the Ukraine government, the Russian government, the U.S. government, there's plenty of nefarious activity to go around, and we don't even know it all. I think it's worth thinking about this from the perspective of what is the media telling all of us routinely? And then what aren't they telling us, or what don't they even know themselves? What's really going on? There's a lot to this, and we don't know all of what's going on. I'm sure you've seen reports of biolabs and these things that may or may not turn out to be true, or in total or in part. But I asked the question personally. I'm like, why does it seem like the Russian Army's B team is going into Ukraine while leaving much of their capability on the sidelines to watch, from both strategic missile forces to some aspects of their air forces and their capabilities within space and cyber. They've not done what I would consider to be the Russian way of warfare, which is, you know, unapologetic. I don't like it, but this is not the characteristic of a Russian kind of conflict that I would expect.
What do you think of this? We've been told many things since you said what to believe in the media and what not, or what they're saying or what they're not saying. But they keep showing the 40-mile convoy there of tanks and such that are just sitting still. What is your opinion of that? Are they really out of gas? Or have they run out of gas? Have they run out of this or that? Or are they waiting for more to come?
Well, and to be straight, it would be an opinion. We've got some pretty good intelligence coming out of the country, but we certainly don't have perfect understanding. I think a lot of what we're seeing lives in the world of propaganda and in conflict theater through the media. There is no doubt about the convoy itself existing. The reason why it stopped, I just don't think the Russians expected the level of resistance they've got. And when you're starting to deal with a country that is thawing out from a winter, and there's the terrain they'd be going through across land is not conducive to heavy vehicle movement. Now that it's turned into really, frankly, just mud, and very deep mud at that.
Yeah.
Having them stuck onto a single route into a major city is not a surprise.
But
also tells you who controls the skies.
But they've all been sitting there so long. I don't understand why they haven't had some kind of resistance there, an attack from the Ukrainians. That doesn't make any sense either. And So there's a lot of things that don't make sense. But like I said, I don't have a military mind that I'm trying to put things together as I see them and as I'm being told. And it, this kind of reminds me, this is when CNN made their big bucks, you know, when we went into Iraq. They were there, and it was 24/7, and Americans were glued to the telly. And that's kind of what's going on again now. America's just glued to the telly, trying to figure out what's happening. Our hearts are wrenched when the mother comes out and tells about what's going on in the bunker that she's in, and you see the people and the children. I mean, it's just heart-wrenching, which is what war is, you know? And,
yeah,
you know, it's... It's just crazy. Darren, I'm trying to put together, because I see America not being a leader. We're not even being a good follower right now. We seem to be just sitting back. Oh, we have a lot of talk. But we seem to be just sitting back and letting this happen. And I'm not saying we want to go send our soldiers over there. Faulkner, on her show the other morning, was saying, we need to do something. We need to send our soldiers over there. Well, it's always send your children over there. They're never wanting to send their children over there, and which infuriates me a bit. But, you know, all the things that the U.S. isn't doing and didn't do before all this began, it just keeps going around in my head that nothing in politics happens by mistake, by accident. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, part of this goes back to the von Clausewitz on war statement of war is just politics by other means.
Mm.
That part is very true. I am with you. I don't think this is one of those cases where we want to throw our military directly into this conflict either. I mean, the ability for that to grow is pretty significant. And if you remember years back at the time of that first Iraq war, there was this thing we called the Powell Doctrine. And regardless of the person who was preaching it, the fact is that if we don't have a specific purpose for being there that directly comes back to national strategic goals and national security requirements, then why would we be there? And if we do go, we need to know what it means to what it takes to leave.
Mm.
And I'm concerned about some of the conversations and the topics and things like that that are going on, because what you mentioned and what I've talked about on a couple other news outlets is that it seems like this administration was slipped a playbook under the table that says here are all the cards that you could play to help mitigate this conflict or reduce its scope. And if you do all these things, all those, now you've lost all your bargaining chips off the table.
Hang on, we're going into a break. I want you to stay with me. I want to tell you my little fact, and you probably can add to it. And we'll just try to get ourselves up to what's really happening and why we're doing nothing. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free, MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. Vitae Foundation continues their stand for life and women who are caught in unplanned pregnancies. Abby Johnson will be the keynote speaker at Vitae Foundation's 30th annual pro-life events, March 22, 2022 at the Capitol Plaza Hotel and Convention Center in Jefferson City, Missouri. Abby is the author of the national best-selling book Unplanned, as well as the movie based on her book, also titled Unplanned. She tells the story of her powerful conversion from abortion clinic director to outspoken pro-life advocate. Abby believes in the work of Vitae Foundation as they utilize digital marketing strategies to connect abortion-determined women with life-saving resources at local pregnancy help centers. Reserve your seat today. You have two chances to attend, luncheon or dinner. Events on March 22nd. Go to adsforlife.org. Abby Johnson will inspire and encourage you. March 22nd in Jefferson City. Before the event sells out, register today at adsforlife.org. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann visiting with Darren Gobb. Darren also is the director of Restore Liberty. And you can visit that website. It's restore-liberty.org, restore-liberty.org. We have a lot of liberty-loving folks that are trying to do everything they can to bring this nation home. Now, while people like to listen to the utopia speeches, well, some people do, that Biden likes to throw out, I wanted to go, and I'm not going far, very far back in history here, Darren. So I want you to tell me, because I have Beth's own conspiracy theory. So I'm going back to when Russia took Georgia and G.W. Bush was president at that time. And now we know, it's been revealed, he's opened up that he is a globalist. Bush also attacked Iraq, which you mentioned. Iraq was an evil he was evil. He was an evil guy. But he had nothing to do with 9/11. And there were no weapons of mass destruction. The only thing they had there was the shock and awe of the American soldiers that came in. Now, you mentioned the PAL document there. Moving on to Obama's administration, he's a friend to Iran. He made that very clear. He called ISIS the junior team. And he gave Iran a nice pallet full of cash, which was our tax dollars. And he made a deal. This was in his second administration, I think, his second term. He made a deal, which our Congress ignored, and we're willing to let him take care of it. We'll let it go that way.
which really opened up Iran for nuclear. His VP at that time was Joe Biden, and his Secretary of State at that time was John Kerry, and Russia took Crimea. Moving on to Biden now, who is president, he first removed our energy independence. He surrendered to Afghanistan, left equipment there so they could fight us later with that, left Americans behind, refuses to talk about that. 13 Americans were killed upon the surrendering. He opened up our borders to millions of illegals. They're coming from all kinds of countries, including Russia. And now Russia is taking Ukraine. And I believe he's a friend of Russia. We know that. We know he's not doing anything to stop him. We know that, you know, when he was vice president, we remember what Obama got caught on a live mic saying, wait till my election's over and then I have more, you know, more liberties. What they were discussing, we don't know. But I think it's going down. I think they knew this was going to go down, and I have my own, I don't know how you feel about the 2020 election. If you've watched any of the videos by Mike Lindell and the experts that he had on the Dominion machines and all that, but there were lots of people who hacked. The biggest ones were China, Russia, and Iran. And I just can't help but that keeps going around in my mind. And I don't want to take you down the election road, but the history that they've always been lenient to Iran and Russia and China. What do you think of that? Are you there, Darren?
You know, those three countries are something we've talked about pretty significantly lately. It's almost like the new axis of evil from our past language, and I am certain there is a certain level of collaboration between Russia, China, and Iran on a lot of different things. We see discussions this morning of Biden administration talking about purchasing gas from Iran now and reinvigorating the nuclear deal discussions with Iran. And these all are things that we anticipated back in August when we surrendered and ran out of Afghanistan. When my co-founder and I both said right off the bat that Ukraine was next. And we started talking about, you know, the sequence of possible events from, you know, if Russia was successful in Ukraine, what would they do with potentially with the Baltics and other work in Eastern Europe? What would they do to finish off maybe taking more land in Georgia and consolidating some of their gains, I guess you could say. And then we talked about Iran's nuclear deals and work and its potential trying to move against Israel. And we talked about China moving against Taiwan. And all of this is predictable, seems like a script.
It's just unreal.
It may or may not happen.
Yeah. And another thing that really upsets me a bit, and shows that we're not leaders anymore. America's Biden's not a leader, and he's a pretty poor follower. But he knows how to go by the script. And I think that's what he's doing. Unfortunately, I think that's what he's doing. But now we have Russia, who hates the Americans, serving as a key role in the upcoming second Iran nuclear deal. As he's raging in a horrible war, he's going to end up doing his own shock and awe on Ukraine. And why do we have an administration here? Why does Biden have a cabinet? Why are we sending Russia to make this deal? Don't you find that odd?
Well, they're already friends.
Iran and Russia are, but they're neither one friends of America.
No, that's absolutely true. No, it's and that specifically, again, that's the governmental level, of course. That's you know, the people of the countries are different things. It's funny how we tend to get along, but it's, you know, it's the people that pay the price for the politicians' decisions, as always, when it comes to conflict.
Darren, we're going to be running out of time here. I want to just soften it down a little bit. And, you know, the American people are the answer, and we've got to wake up. Do you see that American people are waking up?
I do. I wish it was more, obviously, but I think over time this narrative, House of Cards, is collapsing, and you can call it COVID, masks, vaccines. people know that this is some sort of theater with Ukraine in many ways, although there's real suffering and real heroism. They know that that's not the purpose. I like to tell people I'm not worried about the stormtroopers or the Jedi. It's the Emperor that I'm looking for, who's pulling the strings and why.
Yeah.
I think that's critical to understand. And I think if we continue to stay in the pursuit of truth, regardless of where it goes, if we're not afraid to expose that truth, then we're going to continue waking up more and more Americans.
Well, I think, you know, I think a lot of them are awake, and I think every time we hear a lie now or something else, that Russia's serving as a key role, that is just, I can't imagine too many American people thinking that's a smart thing to do. Restore-liberty.org. I encourage you to go there. Darren is the director of that. Trying to get people involved, that's what it's got to be. And we kind of got to do it on a local level. But we've got to get people involved. Good people, not politicians. Good people. I kind of get after the politicians. But Darren, you're doing a good job. I know you're trying your best to get the word out. I am here, and it's just something we got to continue at. We'll have you back on again later another day, and we'll all work together to figure out how to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.